Kasama natin ngayong umaga si Pascal De Antos Berry, Curatorial and Programming Program Coordinator ng Blacktown Arts Center. Good morning, Pascal.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. 2017, as usual, I know the Blacktown area in particular, the Blacktown Arts Center is very busy at this point.
It is. We are hosting the Sydney Festival here, which opened yesterday, actually. It's a production called Home Country, a partnership with us and Urban Theatre Projects and Sydney Festival. And that's a show that's happening in Colo Lane from 6:30 p.m. till 10 o'clock at night. So it's a very interesting show that's set in a car park.
Is it the first time that the Sydney Festival is coming to Blacktown?
No, Blacktown Arts Centre have partnered with Sydney Festival a couple of times before. The first was in 2005 with Back Home, which was another partnership with Urban Theatre Projects. And that was set in a backyard somewhere here in Blacktown, and it required people to be bussed in to see the show, you know, in suburbia, basically. And the second time around, we had a wonderful show called Fun Park, which was a collaboration with us and the artist Karen Therese in Bidwell, in the Bidwell Shopping Centre, which was a live works event. That was in 2014. So, yeah, this is the first time that Blacktown Arts Centre has actually put a show within the CBD. So, you know, it's really great because, you know, the city's pretty alive after, you know, after 4 o'clock because we've activated spaces with the Summer Streets program.
Yeah, I know Sydneysiders know that the Sydney Festival is the biggest festival during the start of the year.
That's right.
Yeah, and there are a lot of events happening, isn't it?
That's right.
Yeah.
So our Summer Streets program, it basically begins at 4 o'clock every afternoon, and it started with Home Country yesterday as well. So we have a few shows that are going across different spaces. So we have a show in the Village Green. So for those who are Blacktown locals, that's the park that's in between the Civic Building, the Council Building, and you know, everyone knows El Janna on the other side of it. And also there's going to be live performances on that Village Green. Our exhibition, the Blacktown City Art Prize, will also be open with extended hours after 5 o'clock, and it will close at 11 o'clock at night. We will have a pop-up bar at the back of the Art Centre for people who just want to hang out, or locals who want to hang out just for the entire Sydney Festival season, which finishes on the 22nd of January for us. Will be welcome to just hang out in the cool in the gallery or out there in the warm in the backyard.
I know Blacktown is a very multicultural, diverse city. And what good is the festival doing for the whole council?
I mean, council has been very, very supportive of this festival and particularly Home Country. You know, they have put a lot of, you know, resources in making this possible. You know, the Colo Lane car park is the venue of Home Country, for example, which takes a lot of negotiations in terms of being able to use that car park over a period of 2 weeks. But what happens when, you know, an interesting show like this happens in, you know, in our neighbourhood is that it allows people to I suppose it allows their imagination to be sparked about how else we use the, you know, the CBD area. So in Campbell Street, for example, after, you know, sun comes down, you will get to see some wonderful projections of photographs that have been commissioned by Blacktown Arts Centre over the years. At the library, at the Max Weber Library, there are going to be two other projections. One side of the library is showing two films, one by Sean Bacon and one by Darren Baker. And then the front of the library on the Flashcombe Avenue side, you will see projections of Catherine O'Donnell's beautiful works that she did of Blacktown in 2008. It's a beautifully kind of hyper-real kind of rendering of Blacktown streetscapes and architecture.
Mm. Aside from showcasing local artists' works, artworks, it is also a good time for the Blacktown neighborhood as well to come together locally and enjoy the place.
Well, that's right. It's a real celebration of Blacktown and the incredible kind of diversity that Blacktown has. you know, people who live here and work here, you know, we all understand that, you know, you can walk down the streets and really experience the different sort of flavors of the world. And, you know, I think visually, you know, Blacktown is, you know, is really kind of vibrant when you're really spend a lot of time being here. And so our program in Village Green, for example, celebrates a lot of those cultural kind of, you know, expressions, like particularly in music and dance. You know, we have a great representation of, you know, artists from, you know, our Indigenous community, for example. We have a great representation of the Pacific Islander community. We have a Filipino, you know, we have the Filipino Senior Squire who will be performing on the last night of Sydney Festival. We've got the wonderful Yuga Bard Shukrat Rusun, who's going to be on the last night as well. So it's a really kind of great mix of live acts for the entire season.
Yeah. And the Summer Streets and the Sydney Festival isn't the end of all these festivities. It's just a start.
That's right.
Yeah, and I love the title of the Blacktown Arts Center program that you have released. It is called This Is How We Make Art.
Yes, that's right. It's really, I suppose it's our provocation to, you know, to the community as well as the bigger, you know, art sector that, you know, there is, we have a very particular way of creating and commissioning art, and it's very, very connected to our communities. It's very much talking about, you know, an Australia that is, well, I feel like it is a real Australia in terms of its diversity of practice, diversity of cultures, and, you know, and diversity of expression. So we're very excited that, you know, it's a very kind of eclectic mix of cultures and practice that is represented in our 2017 program.
And this February, the Music Matters, which was actually launched last year, or it started last year with the West Sessions, which was curated by Filipino-Australian bass player Eric Fortaleza, I believe.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
And it's coming back at the Blacktown Arts Center, isn't it?
It is. It's coming back. Coming back on February, which is the
15th.
So the third, I think, is the third Wednesday of the month. Yes, we're really excited. Like, West Sessions was one of our wonderful surprises last year. You know, like, it's a beautiful crowd that come here. It's a very sort of generous sharing of music and talent, you know, and it's really great that, you know, a lot of the musicians that go up there are, you know, Filipino musos that are living here in Blacktown, you know. It's fantastic.
And it's not just Filipino musicians.
It's also, there's across different cultures. Like, we I think within the West Sessions crowd, there's a lot of Pacific Islanders as well that seem to be, you know, always on the forefront of creating new music.
And among other activities happening in the whole year, in September, as part of the Bayanihan Philippines Art Project, Blacktown Art Center will also be doing the Balik Bayan. What is this about?
It's a big project. it's part of a bigger project called the Bayanihan Philippine Arts Project. And that's a partnership between a few organizations. So it's us at Blacktown Arts Centre, Art Gallery of New South Wales, Auburn Peacock Galleries, Mosman Galleries, and Campbelltown Arts Centre. And we also have a partnership with Museum Galleries New South Wales, as well as a lending relationship with the Shrine Museum. So it's a pretty massive project that begins in June this year, which gets launched by Art Gallery of New South Wales. And it closes with us here at Blacktown Art Centre in All Souls Day, November the 2nd. But our exhibition itself will open on September the 7th.
Yeah, and I know that the Art Gallery of New South Wales will be bringing in, together with the National Museum of the Philippines, bringing in Filipino art pieces from the Philippines.
Right. Yeah, and cultural pieces.
Yeah.
They're engaging quite significantly with the National Museum's collections, and it is being co-curated by Ana Labrador, who is the senior curator of the National Museum. So that should be a really interesting start. For us at Blacktown, we're really focusing on the diaspora and the, you know, and the artistic contribution that the diaspora has had within, you know, within the community. Within that, though, there are very sort of experimental aspects of our exhibition that represents where a lot of the second generation Australian Filipino artists have arrived in their practice. We are also engaging a few artists from who are based in Manila as a, you know, as an artistic exchange and dialogue, I suppose, with our young artists in the diaspora.
Yeah, and this, I think, is something that the Filipino community in the whole of Sydney or New South Wales will be looking forward to.
Oh, yes, absolutely. There's so much to see, actually. You know, like, it's such a great program, you know, and a great mix of interesting sort of community works as well as contemporary works across Western Sydney and beyond, you know, so there's a lot of content, so just look out for it in, you know, your local paper and, you know, wherever you live within the whole Sydney area, but there's, you know, there's definitely plenty to engage with.
Yeah, and maybe we will see you at this Balikbayan events there at Blacktown. We'll be covering this.
That would be fantastic if you would.
Yes, definitely.
Yes, that would be excellent.
Yes. Pascal, aside from these events, what are the other events or performances happening at Blacktown that people should watch out for?
We have a wonderful season of, I guess, of music as well as visual arts. So in terms of our visual arts program, for example, we have an exhibition centered on hip-hop, which is coming up. We've also got a wonderful exhibition coming up in February, which is focused on acclaimed Indigenous artist Tracy Moffat, you know, which will be accompanied by, you know, a series of community engagement, engaging with the local Aboriginal communities. Of course, you know, there's always a Black Density Art Prize, which often sits on the end of the year. There's plenty to do. if, you know, if you're interested in seeing what else we're doing at Blacktown Art Centre, you can log on to our blog, which is www.blacktownarts.com.au.
Yeah. Lastly, Pascal, what does it mean for the whole Blacktown community to be featuring the local Sydney artists in these events?
Look, I think it's just a way of, I suppose, telling the rest of the sector that there's also this great kind of engagement with art and artists, you know, within Blacktown and Greater Western Sydney. I actually think that there's, you know, we're showing some leadership also within engaging with communities, and we're showing ways of working with communities that are long-term, and that is about collaboration and really kind of exploring, I suppose, that the kind of multidimensional relationships that are happening within Western Sydney amongst our communities. You know, it's just not about communities being sort of bunkered down and exploring, you know, their own cultural practices, but there's also a sense of people are kind of collaborating with each other out here. You know, it's not just about sort of, you know, like when you look at West Sessions, for example, you'll see that, you know, a lot of the artists that are within that music program are from different cultural backgrounds. And it's a really kind of wonderful testament that, you know, places like Blacktown are becoming much more sort of integrated and much more kind of celebratory of difference.
And maybe more inclusive.
That's right.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Pascal Berry, for your time and sharing all these events.
Thank you.
SBS Filipino. Sa radio, online at mobile.